He was an applicant.
Kumlan and Lablat Gemara. We're up to Daf Lamed Hey, the second half of Brachas, which, like its name, it's all about Brachas. Okay. Keitzad Mevorchin. How do you make a bracha ala pedis on fruits? We begin with fruits because that's a specific bracha. And in the case, and they're all the shiny one to know, when you say Keitzad, you're continuing from somewhere. Where are you continuing from? So they all find some reference in earlier Brachim, which talks about brachas. So now we're continuing. What kind of bracha do you make on fruits? So ala pedis ilan on a tree, fruit of trees, who aimed by the pre age. We're starting with fruit of trees because there will be machlekes regarding vegetables, what bracha you make. And also because it's more specific, so it's more chashev. So you make a bayi pri eitz. Chutz ben yain, wine is an exception. Shala yain, because on wine, he says bayi pri hagafim. Big machlek is a shayim if you made her eitz on wine, if you were yaitz or not. And the machlek is basically is when you have, when it comes to wine, and wine is not just, by fruits of a tree, it's more specific than fruits of the ground. Wine is not just more specific, it's more chashev. And therefore the question is it a brand new bracha, or within the bracha of fruit, is it just more specific? If it's just more specific, then you can be yaitzah with her eitz. And if it's a brand new bracha, you cannot. So the machlek is a shaynim, then the machlek is an achrenim, and so on. Says the Gemara, b'dieb, if you made it. Just like shahakul, you yaitzah all brachas, hadama, you yaitzah for her eitz, or you yaitzah eitz for her gafen. So bring machlek is in halach as well. Then we're right. Balapedis, others, when it comes to vegetables, except bread, because I'll pass away, man, on bread you say, I'm mighty lechem in art. Aliroch is on general vegetables, who aim at boyle priadoma, adoma, that's what the Tanakhama says. However, Yudah says, boyle mina de shon, you gotta be more specific. When you know you have different kinds, you have legumes, you have the different vegetables, green vegetables, so you should be more specific and highlight what kind of vegetable it is. Says, how do you generally know you make a bracha? So the Tanur Rabbanon, we learn. So first we're going to try to learn from Sukkim, and at the end we're going to come up with a Sfara. We learn, it says in Pasuk, when it comes, you know, the first 3 years when you plant something, it's called Orla. No one's allowed to eat it, and you don't have any benefit from it. The fourth year, it's called Revai, the fourth year. You're supposed to take it with you to the Shalayim, and there eat it, or you redeem it, and you take it to the Shalayim. And then the fifth year, you can have it. Now, regarding the fourth year, the Machlek is if it's limited only to grapes, Kedem Revai, or all plants, netarabai, all trees. That's what you just said.
Yeah. You don't take the whole tree, just take half.
Yeah, and then once you do that, then you can eat. Yeah. So that's called netarabai. Then you have, and then in the chutzlars as well, and then you have the one opinion some of the Shoinim would say that keranavai, you take it with you to Shalim, and then you're allowed to eat the rest of the things on the fifth year. Not the pshat is it's matter the tree for the fourth year. Well, it's perishable, it's perishable, it's far foul. It says in the Pasuk, Kodesh Hilulim. It says in Lashon Rabbim, praising Lashem. Lamed comes to teach you, Shetu'unim Brocha Lifnehem Vila Achreim. From here you learn out, Toma Net Ravai, it says Hilulim is plural, two Hilulim. So that means you have to praise when it comes to eating. So therefore, we say a praise before and a praise after. So clear from here that Rabbi Akiva holds at least you learn brachas before and after from Kodesh Elulim, which according to Rabbi Akiva, making a bracha before is Mahatayda. It's the same place you learn a bracha after and a bracha before. That's what Kodesh Elulim comes to teach. We use it for other dinim. We need it for chad. There's two Elulim, right? That's Elulim plural. Chad, one of them, the Taita tells you that first of all, you should redeem it, and then v'hada achle, and only then can you eat it if you're not in Shalayim. Now, machlek is a shame. How do you learn that? Some say you swap the hey to a ches, because we had before that acha, you can swap letters, aleph, ches, hey, ay. Or the pshat is no. That's as if it says halal and then achal, or achal and then halal. First you do your chilul, and then you go ahead and you enjoy it and everything else. It's like adding a word. Not that the letter hey changes. That's one. And so that's one hill. And what do we do with the second hill? What kind of things need to be redeemed? All the fruits in the fourth year? No, only grapes. Because that which you normally use to sing to Hashem, only that requires to be redeemed. to be redeemed. And that is, what is that? And she'ein aton shin, and things that you does not require singing, ain't ton echilu. How do you know that by Mizbeach you only sing songs with the Levim, don't sing songs unless it's like Nisach HaYayin? She never says, but the grape said, Hechadalti es tiroishi, you want me to stop producing these grapes that produce wine, HaMesameach Elkim HaNoshim, that makes the Eibishter and people happy. Now, the people happy, we know how wine makes people happy. How does wine make the Eibishter happy? What do you mean makes the Eibishter happy? Because by Mizbeach, when we sing to the Eibishter, we don't sing Ela Alayayin, only in wine, not by Nisuch HaMayim, not by other things, activities, only when we pour the wine on Mizbeach. So we need both Ilulim for those dinim. There's nothing left over anymore to teach you about brachas. So, Anich, if you learn Lemanda Tani Netaravai, if you learn like the opinion that's not limited to grapes, if we don't have this drosha, that ain't ton chil only on something that, you know, only Dabraton Shira, we don't believe in that drosha because we all Netaravai. Okay, you have one Hilulim left over. We'll use that for bracha. I only teach us one bracha, we'll soon see. Element the Tony Kerem Levi, the one who Taka learns Kerem Levi, he needs both Limudim and Ma'ikal Meim. There's nothing extra with any more teacher about brachas. What's the story? Didn't we learn Rabbi Shimon Shimon Rebbe? There's Machleik Rabbi Rebbe son Rabbi Shimon. Chad Tony Kerem Levi. One of them says Kerem Levi, but Chad Tony Net Levi. And then we'll go further. And even Lemanda Tony Kerem Levi, and even the one who says that is Kerem Levi. So, even then, maybe I can find a way to learn some kind of a bracha, at least one bracha. Is Hanich Yalag? Where do you know Kerem Levi from? You can learn it from the Chululim we just said right here. Dovar Haton Shira, right? Only talking about Dovar, because says Hilulim, only Dovar Haton Shira, which is what? Only wine. So therefore, we're using this pasuk. But there's another way you can learn out Kerem Levi, which then leaves you this word Hilulim extra, at least one of them, to teach you about brachas. What's the other way? Is if you learn actually from a Gzeda Shava, from something totally different, Tanya, you've been learning about Isa. Rebbe Yoyme Nemekan, over here it says a pasuk, Lo Hayisiv Lachem Tuasai, to add more to on the fifth year, you should eat whatever fruit you want, and they will give you a bracha, even though for 3 years you were deprived, and the fourth year also you're a little bit deprived. You know, you'll have a big bracha, you'll have an abundant supply of fruit. So it says, L'haysiv l'chem t'vos. It says here regarding in the fourth year, and then going to the fifth year. But then it says later on, when it comes to climate, it says t'vuas ha-kedem. So the word t'vua is associated with kedem. So we go back to the word t'vua, l'haysiv l'chem t'vos, you make it zeh shavah. Ma l'halon kedem avkat, I can't kedem. So that's how you know you're limiting this fourth year only to grapes, only to vines. Okay, so then I have one hilulim extra to teach you brachas. Ayat l'chad hilul, or chad hilul l'bracha. I have one hilul left over bracha. At least I know one bracha. If you learn that it's only Kerem Levi, and you're using both words of Hilul to teach you these dinim, and you're using the second Hilul teacher that's limited to Kerem Levi, so the first Hilul we use, the first you have to redeem, if you want to eat it outside Shlaim, you have to redeem it. And the second Hilul is to teach you, the second Hilul is to teach you anything you want to eat outside of Shalom, you have to redeem. The second Hilul is to teach you that it's only limited to wine, so where's left over to teach you brachas? Bracha Menole, how does he know brachas? And even if you do learn Zeshava, so it leaves us a spare one Hilulim, that only gives us one bracha. And the bracha, most likely, is the bracha afterwards. Because since we know from benching, the Torah only informed us you have to bench afterwards. So therefore, if we have only one bracha, one Hilul, to teach you a bracha on all other food, you would say it means post eating it. Okay. But how do you know bracha before? You only have one Hilul. That doesn't bother me. Why? The asiyah be kavuchemer. I'll make a kavuchemer. Keshehu sova mevorech. When you're full, when you say did, you make a bracha. Keshehu rov, when your mom is starving, lekoshke. Surely you should make a bracha today, Eibishter.
More thankful.
So right now we're assuming that the idea of a bracha is thanking the Eibishter. The bracha after, and so the bracha before. They're all thanking the Eibishter, and therefore the Gemara says if you make a bracha when you're really full and you thank the Eibishter, so surely you make a bracha. When you haven't eaten it yet and you see a piece of food there, you're about to fill yourself up and you're in pain. Surely you should make a bracha thanking the Eibishter. Okay, so Kal v'chomer. Okay, so all we know is the pasuk is talking about grapes. All we know about grapes, you have to make a bracha hilulim before and after. How do you know that you have to make a bracha on other things? Ashkham, kedem, shar minim enayin, hayno, anything, any other fruits. The yalif mikedem. No, once we know kedem, once we establish by kedem make a bracha, we compare all fruits to it. Ma kedem dov, what's the why? What's the rule? Ma kedem dov shenana. What's grapes? You're enjoying it. Remember, again, right now the bottom line is it's birchas hanani. It's for enjoyment. the term bracha requires a bracha. Av kol dover shenana, anything which you consume and which you enjoy, term bracha. You need to make a bracha. Says no. Maybe it's only limited to grapes. And why should grapes be different? Ikel miflach. Malik kedem. You know why grapes have to make a bracha? Shekin chayiv ba'ilis. You have so many other obligations. They have to give to the poor and leave behind parts. Is therefore, maybe you'll make a bracha as well. But other fruits, you don't have to leave anything behind. Who should make a bracha? What about stalks also? You have to leave behind for the poor people. And therefore, don't say anything about a bracha.
Who's going to make a bracha on koma? On the oni himself?
No, koma is... No. We're saying a food that requires other obligations as well. Makes sense. You tag along to it in the midst of bracha. So you have kedem, but koma also... So we're saying, so you're telling me that the only reason why about kedem is because it has it's the only thing that has a chiv. The other fruits also have chiv, like for example koma, wheat. You have
like
to give all of these things, exactly. So there's nothing unique about kedem. So why should you tell me that? Because kedem has an obligation, only there you make a bracha. Other vegetables have, other grains also have the chiyuvim. Nein, malik kama, you know why kama, shekain, also have, shekain chayev is bechala. Kama also has obligations, extra obligations. Yechayev and chala. Now, kama techeich means, kama is chayev, right, sorry. What we say about kama techeich means, not like a shekain, we're saying kama techeich means, over there the Torah clearly says you have to make a bracha, v'chalta v'savota v'nachta, and there's no mitzvah by oilless like you have by kedem. So your mother says, you want me to eat from wheat to give mega bracha? Because wheat is, again, exception. There you have a special mitzvah by wheat called challah. And because you have a special mitzvah by wheat called challah, so you see it has a chumra over everything else, so tell you to make a bracha. Grapes have a special chiyuv of oilless leaf to the poor, so you make a special bracha. But other vegetables, they don't have any special chiyuv, who should you make a bracha? Go backwards and forwards, and each one has a chumra over in heaven. What's the common denominator between all them? Anything that has a no, the tom bracha requires a bracha. So anything else, neither a grape nor stalks of grains. I've called dover shenene tom bracha needs a bracha. What do they both have in common? They both have a mizbech angle to it. For example, from grapes you make wine, which is nisuchayin. You pour wine on the mizbech. From flour you make the flour offering, which you learned all about in Menachos. So therefore, because you have all of these connections to mizbech, so therefore you have a chur make a bracha. And other things that don't have this angle of mizbech, don't make a bracha. Now, if we're going to make this principle that it's related to mizbech, I will add one more thing. Also olives, oil. There's an angle of mizbech as well. Okay, fine. But what about everything else? How do you make a bracha? Zayis, why do you have to tell me that it's included because of this common denominator? Zayis is clearly labeled as a kedem. So when you tell me kedem, I automatically include olives. Where do you find that olives are called, like vines? Zayis, mitzad mizbech. Osi, v'behedyiksibayit. I'm asking a question on the question. So mefeidish kedem. The chesiv it says in Pasik that v'yaver eish belapidim, that they burned the fire. And it says in the Pasik, Megodish va'ad koma va'ad kedem zayis. It says it burnt everything through the stalks, and it says also kedem zayis calls an olive a kedem. So when you say kedem, olives are automatically included. I don't need even the common denominator to include that. Omer Papa, no, that doesn't count because kedem zayis ikri. Whenever it's zayis, we'll call it kedem. It has to have also the zayis with it. But kedem stomel ikri, the stam kedem doesn't. From Desberg, and I have a question. How do you know everything else you make a bracha? Says Yimori, you know why? Your tzad hashovah, your common denominator thing, it doesn't work. Because L'chay, Yimori says, Yimori leaves a question. These three things have an angle in Mizbech, Zayis, Kerem, and Koma. They all have a shaykhis to Mizbech. What about everything else? Says Gemara, El Yalef Law, we learn out Meshivas HaMinim. We learn out from the seven Minim. It says Eretz, Chita, Sa'ed, and so on. And then it says the next Pasuk, V'chalta V'savata V'rachta. That's why the number of Rishonim hold that saying Alamich is also Mahatera. From this Gemara right here. Gemara is saying, Shevet Minim, because they have a Chalta V'rachta, as if the V'chalta V'rachta is referring to not only bread, but referring to all seven Minim you have to make, Me'ein Sholosh. So, What do you want to learn out? Ma shivas aminim. This is what we're going to say. Just like the zayim minim. What's the principle? Dovish and never tom brocha. I've got to learn brocha. So you want it back. Ma le shivas aminim. She can chayovim bebekurim. The shivas aminim have a special, unique chiyuv that you have to give bekurim. that's why maybe make brachas, but other things you don't. Number one, number two. V'oid, furthermore, it's only one pasuk. Hatenech l'achra from all of that. You know, v'chaltu savotu v'rachta. You know, you make a bracha afterwards. Aval afonim and I had to make a bracha before. Again, like I said before, holakasha. Once you've established that mahatoyda, you have to make a bracha afterwards. I have a kavuchayim to make a bracha before. The osiv a kavuchayim because you saw mevade shirav lekoshkin surely hungry. Says the gemara uleman. So still we don't have yet. For other things, a mocker for brachas. And furthermore, the man, the Tony, even the one who said before, we said the guy holding netter vay made it a lot easier because he says that the pasuk hilulim is not used for kedem, so he uses hilulim for brachas. Still, hotena called dovin the vanatia. That pasuk is talking about netter vay. He thinks that trees. But what about the labanatia? For example, not trees. They say vegetables, ork, and basar, bayim, the dogim, and all. How you make a bracha? Elusvaru, it's a logical thing. Also, leila adam she yehenne min ha'olam hazeb lebracha. You not allowed to have hana in this world without a bracha. Pure common sense.
Why couldn't they think of misvara in the beginning? They had to go through the whole process.
Well, according to one of the, some of the Rishonim, when the Gemara starts, the Mishnah starts off Ketzad. What was the Ketzad? Where's the basis for it? Logic. Now, usually we have the Gemara in Kedushin. We had involved there. We have Kedushin in other places that a svar is mahatoda. So that means making a bracha is ma'atayda. So obviously it doesn't mean ma'atayda. It's because it's what do you call it? It's only midrabanan, and not every time it's as far as ma'atayda. But we said we have a kavuchayma. Benching the tayda says to bench afterwards. If you have the kavuchayma, we didn't repudiate the kavuchayma. That means hamaitzi should be ma'atayda. And there are actually some Rishonim, Maram and others who hold that hamaitzi is ma'atayda because they have this kavuchayma. The Rambam, there's an agatur quotes a Rambam that says that hamaitzi is ma'atayda. If you don't remember. This is what the Rishonim, those Rishonim say. If you don't remember if you made Hamoitzi or not, you have to repeat it. Because it's Mahatayda. Others say it's only Midrabbanan because Stam making brachas, you can't make a bracha, the Abish's name. Because like Sisa we had yesterday, you know, I'll say the name. But, no, there's a machlokes in halacha. Now the question is, every time you have a kavuchayma, definitely it's one of the 13 midas. I told you the Rishonim, man. So why isn't it Mahatayda? Because this kavuchayma we actually can undermine, and that is based on what we had in the Gemara Nevchaf over there, where it says that you cannot learn kriyas benching from birchas haTorah, because by benching shekeinena and birchas haTorah you make the bracha before you haven't yet learned it's shekeinena. So we're talking about a bracha before. There's no shekeinena. You didn't have hano yet. You're about to have hano. Would you know you make a bracha for that? So the whole kavuchayma is not a good kavuchayma. Your kavuchayma is madach afterwards, surely before. No, afterwards I had hano, and I'm making a bracha for hano. What's the bracha before? So what actually is a bracha before? So the Gemara continues. Okay, well, see. Torah, what we learned. Also, you can't have an in this world. Without a bracha, come down a new thing. You know why you're making a bracha? Because if you don't make a bracha, you're stealing from the Eibishter Kachim. You're stealing. So it sounds like you're making the bracha to say thank you. But if you don't say thank you, then you're a ganav. Abe is just saying that this is how you buy it from me, by saying thank you. And if you don't say thank you, you're a ganav. Okay? So not the pshat is that if you're making a bracha, so you shouldn't be a ganav. You're making a bracha to say, it's called birchas aneni, to say thank you. Like we just said, it's a svara, that you shouldn't have anor without a bracha. But if you don't do that, then this is what happens. Okay. How do I know that? I'll tell you in a second how we know that. What I just said. My takante, what should you do? Yelech etzel chacham, go to a rabbi. Yelech etzel chacham, what's I can help you? Ovelay survey didn't have either. So the mother, Lamarova, Yelech etzel chacham, go to a chacham, yelam denu brachas, let him teach you all the brachas. And Tayshah says, as long as you know shahakal, then you're all right. Amr Avyuda, Mishmul could be ever, shahakal is good for everything. Amr Avyuda, Mishmul, kolanenim, and I'll have a bracha. If you have another, there's a bracha, kilu, nenim, mikot, yishmaim. Same thing as Mila. You're having hanor from God's possession. Shanamach has in Pazik. Hashem, the whole world belongs to Hashem. Rabbi Levi, Rabbi asked a question. One pasuk says, "Hashem the whole world belongs to Hashem." Uksiv in other places says, "Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Ha'ores Nosan Livnei Adam." In some Gemara, in some Sfarim, you'll see people have a stamp that says, "Hashem Ha'ores Meloya." But I saw somebody else had the other pasuk, "Ha'ores Nosan Livnei Adam," because the Gemara in Kedushin says, "Once you learn Torah, the Torah becomes yours. Before you learn it, it's the Eibishter." So why would you put in the beginning of the sefer, "Hashem Ha'ores Meloya," you're saying it's not mine? The whole idea of the sefer is you should learn it and it should become yours. So we say that can't kaidim before you learn and after you learn. So you should have the other pasuk. Sorry? It sounds like you should write the other pasuk. Well, others know something other. The potato was given to us. Tehillah b'shamayim becomes ours. But anyway, lekasha can koyde bracha can lacha bracha. The full bracha, the Eibush bracha, it's mine. I'm not about papa. Anybody has a known this word without a bracha? Ki'ilu goizel hakadosh baruch hu. You're stealing from Hashem. Now, if you learn Pashto of Gemara, it means you're stealing from Hashem the food, just like we had a minute ago. Your moyel, your nene kachi from mine. Yeah, but look at Rashi. Peldik Rashi, and nobody in the time was actually trying to say Goizel, top line. Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you stealing from Hashem? You're stealing his bracha. You're stealing the food. What does Rashi mean? So Rashi seems to be saying Rashi means exactly what we said before. You're not making a bracha to be stealing. You're making a bracha to thank the Eibishter. And now by not thanking him, you stole the bracha from the Eibishter. That's the problem. But if you don't do it, then you're a ganav.
That's with the Baal Shem Tov, you're stealing the Eibishter's parnasa from him.
Exactly.
What God is Yeshua feels is Israel.
Exactly. So it comes from right here. Okay. So anyway, right, there is a famous Tosefta right here in the Gemara that no one understands Shat, and I'm not going to tell you because I don't understand either, even though the Mefarshim there, it's in the beginning of Peg Dal, you have a chance to look it up. It says here, if you eat without, you're not allowed to eat without a bracha, and then when you make a bracha, now eat without a bracha, ad sheyatiru loy kol hamitzis. Tosefta says here, sorry, the new Gemara, I don't know what anything is. Okay, I'll tell you later. Go on a little bit more time. What does Tosefta say? Okay, anyway. Exactly, what does that mean? When you make a bracha, suddenly matir le kol mitzvahs. That means you don't have to do any more mitzvahs, but what does it mean? What's this whole thing all about? So, very interesting. So everyone tries to squeeze in a pshat that has absolutely no meaning in the words, but because in other words, the bracha on food is something very unique, something that's connected somehow to all the mitzvahs, and what exactly does it mean? Okay, let's continue. You're stealing from the Eibishter, and you're stealing from the Eden as well. Shneimer says, "Goizel of Ima, you steal from your father and your mother." But Ima, you say, "Ain pesha," you say, "There's no sin." Then you should know that Chaver Hul is Maskel. You should know that you are now a friend to a person who causes damage. What's going on here? Ain Aviv, who you stealing from the Eibishter? Because Aviv is that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shneimer says, "Hallo Yovicha, connect." Ben Ima, who's your mother? Knesset Yisrael. Shneimer Shema Ben Ima Saravicha. Val Titash Toyda Simecha. That's Knesset Yisrael. My Chaver is Maskel. What do you mean? If you don't make a bracha, you're a friend to a terrible person. I'm not going to give a papa. To the first king, why Yerav Menavot, Rabbi Yisrael of Yisrael, Shehishchis as Yisrael Lavim Shevashmayim, that he caused the people to go astray from the Eibishter, and you make them eat without making a bracha in public, you're causing others to do the same. So anyway, right, Rabbi Chanina. Chanina, Papa Rami, Chanina, Papa asks, it says in one passage, "Will akachti digoni beitoy, I will take my grains in its right time." And then it says, whose dogon is it? One place says, David says it's mine. And another place says, in the Kishma, we say, you should gather together your dogon. So whose is it? Like Kasha, Kam bezmanche Yisrael, Oysil, when we do the right thing, it becomes the gonecha, ours. Kam bezmanche, and Yisrael, Oysil, if we don't do the right thing, then it's the Eibishter's. Like we said before the bracha is the Eibishter's, and after the bracha is ours. Turn around, we learned. Vasafta de gonecha, matam beleimah, what does it mean? Fish, and because it says, lo yomush, sefer hat, the Torah says, go out there to the farms. Lo yomush, don't ever stop learning Torah for a minute. Yochel, I would have thought, dvarin kiksavan. Literally, you can't stop learning for a minute. Tamalema vasafta de gonecha, go out and farm and gather your grains. Hanig behen minig dere cheret. I want you to go out and get a job and work. Divir Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel hold, you have to learn Torah, but you also have to go work. It's a big machlekes in Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma that pehei, I think, pehei. There's a big machlekes there to shine him. I mean, a tam. It says in Pirkei Avos that you should have, you know, you have to have Torah im dere cheret. So which is the ikar? The Torah or the Chedim is working. The Torah im derecheret. So the argument is, whenever it says Torah im with something else, which is the primary, which is the secondary? Rabbeinu Tam says the primary is derecheret and the secondary is Torah. A Torah with the derecheret. The Chedim is the main thing. And you have to have also some Torah with it. And the other Shonim say, forget. Torah im derecheret is the main thing is Torah, a little derecheret. So the Rambam writes that you have to learn, you know, you have to break up your day. This is Rabbi Shmuel. You have to break up your day. You have to mainly learn Torah and work as well. Avadya Batanura writes in the first page of Kippur Yavis. I remember he says there, 3 hours a day you work, and the rest you learn. I think the famous one going that talks about how much a person should learn every day. I think it's 3 hours or 4 hours a day. Different Gesori, what he says, that you should learn 3 or 4 hours a day, and then go to work. If you're going to sit and plow and plant, and sit and harvest, and thresh, and you're going to winnow, when are you going to learn Torah? You, if you do the right thing, you learn your work with taking care of others. Never says, and the strangers will get up there and they will pasture your sheep. Not only that, you can have to work for others. Never says, but I want you to know. Famous thing here. People follow Bishmol that they learned and they worked. But also be other and it worked. Well, I also begot and didn't work. There's a beautiful Chassam Sefer in Masechta Sukkah. Chassam Sefer was like a little bit before Karl Marx and Engels, because he also talks very much about socialism and farming. That's the Yiddish way. So he writes there in Masechta Sukkah, he writes that Rabbi Shmuel, an unbelievable thing, it's not quoted very often, that Rabbi Shmuel, everybody relies on Rabbi Shmuel, that you have to work and learn. He says he was only talking about Eretz Yisrael where the working is a mitzvah. They don't say get a job, they say farm. Because the mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so the farming is also a mitzvah. So learn that. But if you said in Chutz Laretz, he says if you're in my city, in Pressburg, you have to learn a whole day. Because there's no mitzvah in the working part. That's a pretty radical way of learning Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah? Okay. He said to them, do me a favor, don't come before me. Otherwise, the whole year you'll have to worry about Parnassah. These are two good months, new seasons. Machlek is the Rav is talking about himself, don't come to me because I'm busy, or you guys shouldn't come because you should be busy. Work then so you can learn the rest of the year.
What
which is a
doing?
Bit odd because
what
the
are you doing then? This is the Yom Tov. How busy can you be?
Farming is a new season. So, you have no choice. You do it before Yom Tov and after Yom Tov. But the thing is, we learned before that the main learning was the month of Yachakala. Was the main month. So we're having more Enemar Ksubas there. Rabbi Huna's Yeshiva, thousands of people used to come there for a whole Tishrei, for the whole Nisan. And when they used to stand up, the dust used to go, you couldn't even see the sun. You know, like the haze we had here in Melbourne, you know, that's what it's like. And here he tell them, don't come this in and Tisha. The only 2 months they don't come, come the rest of the year, but don't come Yachi Kala.
The 2 months when you have a chi of Elias
Aregel. Yeah,
everything. What are you
going
to do on the farm? You're
exactly.
Busy in
Shalim. Come and see, Shalai Kedadis or the Shainim, Dadis Acharim. See how I'm old, there's so much firmer than we are. Dadis or the Shainim, also Toyros and Keva, Umalacht and Ade. They used to sit and learn properly and do a little bit of work. And what happened? Zuv, Zun is Kaim, but Yadn, Umatzlech and learning, Umatzlech and Panasa. Dadis Acharim, today, Shah. We mainly work a little bit. Not we're wealthy and not Kemish Lenechen. Come and see, talking about the contrast between Amol and today. This is the people who always say, I'm all. You know, we say, I'm all because I'm all. Everything, you know, everything needs to be.
This is the good old days, guys.
Yeah. Is daidus are shining high machnitsin paidus saying they're tracksmen. In other words, the first daidus going out of their way to try to put themselves in a situation to be chayiv in mitzvahs. Today, we look for every way to circumnavigate the laws, find loopholes where we can avoid doing mitzvahs. Tracksmen, track is a door and simon is a house. So tracksmen, they will walk through the front door of the house, get the chayiv in mitzvahs. In order to be chayiv in mitzvahs, matayda, you have to bring the food once it's ready in through the front portal of the house. And daidus are machnitsin paidus saying they're gagadach, they find all these loopholes, they go through the roof, they go through the chatzar, they're the kafifas in the back porch. The bottom of the mice. This way to exempt them from mice. Don't make Yana and tell them to mice that you until you see the house. Never says Biyarti Hakodesh Min Habais. Even a courtyard also is kavesh. Never says Ba'ochlu B'Sherechav Savei. But courtyard means a closed-in area. It's not some like a porch. Chutzal Yain except wine. Mice no Yain. Why should wine be different? Ilema Mishum Nishtani Luyu because it's more Chasha. Nishtani Bracha. Therefore, has a different bracha. But the Shem oil, Nishtani Luyu oilism is better. V'lo Nishtani Bracha. And yet the oil is not, the brach is the same. You don't make any different special brach for oil. You have no breda. What bracha should you make? Nevarich, now Rashi explains. By the grapes, Geffen is the vines, not the fruit. The Geffen is the vines. So by the pri ha-Geffen, the fruits that are born out of the vines. When it comes to an olive tree, the word zayis is not the tree. The zayis is the olive. So what do you say? The blessing for the fruit of the fruit? By the pri hazayis. You can't make such a bracha. You have to always go back. The tree is the Eibush's input. The fruits are our input. We put in the seeds, so these kind of fruits come out. But the fact that a seed turns into a tree is the Eibushter. So you boide, the Eibushter created the pre of this eight. So what are we really saying? What did the Eibushter create? The eights, and we're doing the pre. But by Zayis, we did both. That's how Rashi explains it. Interesting Rashi. Body pre Zayis, pay the goof for Zayis, the fruit itself is the olive in the vodichal, body pre eight Zayis. What does it mean? So I'm going to ask, why don't you make a bracha boide pre eight Zayis? So make the bracha, spell out eight Zayis. Don't call it boide pre Zayis, say boide pre eight Zayis. So we're referring back to the tree. The tree that is going to produce the olives. Wine, sort of, you know, it's like food. And mishkel zayin, oil is not food. Well, mishkel zayin and oil is not food. But nana noidim and a Muslim, a guy says, I will not eat food. Muta be my mouth, water and salt is not food. But shenkein, everything else is food, including oil. I mean, about my mouth, you can a Muslim, how come you can my mouth, it's called food. They say that only make a bracha mizayin is on 5 million. Everything is considered Muslim. Is food. It's not just a question of food. A question of filling up. Wine actually fills you up. Oil doesn't fill you up. Wine fills you up. To drink wine on Erev Pesach in order to get hungry, to create an appetite, and to eat more matzah. But it says tuve gorid purta soid. Wine has an interesting phenomenon. You drink a lot of wine, it makes you hungry. You drink a little bit of wine, it makes you full. What other food do you have that if you eat a lot of it, you become hungrier? If you eat a little of it, you're full. But that's the teva of wine. So the mother, umisoi klal, you tell me that wine fills you. Vaksiv doesn't say, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh, that wine makes a person happy. The lechem levav enosh, and bread makes you full. So clearly that wine does not make you full. Wine only makes you happy. So the mother, nay, you misunderstood the pasuk. Bread only has one property. Nahama hu desoyid. Nahama only fills you. Aba chamra, sorry, the mother's question is chamra lo soyid. The mother said, no. El chamra is beitarti. Chamra does both things. Soyid umisamech. Chamra has the ability to make you full and makes you happy. Bread can only make you full. It doesn't make you happy. If wine has the same property as bread, that it makes you so, it makes you full, why don't you bench? Why don't you have to bench on wine? Even though if it fills you up, nobody sits down, let's have a meal and just drink wine. It doesn't work that way. What happened if you were? Okay, this guy decided I'm going to have a meal just for wine. When Leo will come, he'll tell us if that's considered a kviyus or not. Right now, most people will not sit down and say, have a meal of wine, so therefore it's not a soda.
Didn't we just say the requirement is of chalta zavota? If you make your whole meal of wine, we just said if you have a lot of it, it makes you hungry. So
sorry?
It's not
so bad. No. Good question. If you have a lot, who said you have to? Remember, we'll learn later on.
Sure, for kviyus soda.
That kviyus soda is not a lot. That's not called a lot. A lot means like imbibing and so on. A lot. Gufa, Amar Avinu Mishmul, Chen Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Yichin, Shem Mezayit, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, and Oye Mege Brach 8. Hey, Kedomi, what are you talking about? Ilema de Koshasile, you drink straight oil. Izuki Mezaka, Maskele, Ilchayda, it causes you damage. And so what? And Rashi says, the Ein Zu Achille Shatu'un Nebracha. So Rashi holds clearly that any food that causes you damage, Rashi say anything you have no hand, no.
Isn't that
no, not at all. Rashi holds that any food that causes you damage, you don't make a bracha at all. The Rambam holds if it causes you damage, you make a bracha shahakol. And the famous Mogen Avraham that talks about how can you eat horseradish on Pesach by the Seder, because you have to have a vegetable to make a bracha adama. And he says, maror, if you eat straight maror, it causes you damage, and you have and it's mazik, it has no bracha. And he answers, there's a question. How we eat horseradish as mora. That's what we eat romaine lettuce as well, you know, and so on. But horseradish, if you only have horseradish, he says, you don't make a bracha at all. You have to have a bracha adama.
We always say by the karpas that you have in zin and the mora also.
Yeah, but it still has to be something that would warrant a bracha adama. Anyway, based on this gemara here. So, machlekes Rashi and Rambam. Anyway, this gemara baita, most of Shem hold like Rashi. So you're right. The time we learned, how do we know that? If you're stealing the oil from a truma from a koyim, you ate it, you have no right. You have to pay it back. Normally, you pay back the principal and you pay back a penalty of a fifth. But oil, you don't pay the penalty because you didn't really exactly kusumi, just a mazik. And a mazik, you only pay back, you know, whatever it was. Mishalom is a ked, and you don't pay the chemish. When do you pay the penalty? You ate. It's not called eating. It's not called food at all. Hasach shemesh, but if you smear yourself with oil, that's the normal way of doing it. You pay the penalty. So how can you make a bracha ever on oil? If you drank oil, pure oil, no bracha at all, or a shakel. You dip the bread in the oil. Then the bread, main thing, the bread and not the oil. With nans, this is the rule. Sound like from the Gemara here, the reason why whenever you eat bread, you don't make a bracha anything else is because, not that the suda is called a bread, is because everything else is tafel to the bread. Purely back to the principles of ikar and tafel. And there's a big chakir, maybe we'll talk about it another time as well, but the chakir is, explains a lot of machlekes in the Hinichas Brachos Nanim. Ikar and tafel. What's pshat? When you have an ikar and a tafel, is it pshat that tafel doesn't require a bracha at all? Only the ikar? Or the pshat is the bracha that you made on the ikar carries over to the tafel as well. There is a bracha on the tafel, but it doesn't have a separate bracha because the bracha on the ikar now becomes the bracha that covers everything. Or the pshat is it doesn't need a bracha because it's tafel. It's not really food because the only thing you're really eating is bread. Okay, big difference in halacha as well. Maybe we'll talk about another time. What you did is you drink it through by a mixture, so some kind of a food that you put oil into it. A nigrin is maya de silka. What's a nigrin? That is basically beetroot water, and you put oil. You put oil in it. I just saw recently people now in modern things are teaching tardin as spinach. Is anybody says tardin as spinach? By us, it's always beetroots. I just saw it yesterday, actually. In one of these Hebrew books, and Tardin translates as spinach. Spinach in Hebrew, Teret. How do you say beetroots in modern Hebrew? Selek. Yeah, that's the original word, Selek. So right here, Rashi says Silka is Teret. Anyways, somebody's changing around. So in old Hebrew, it's all one of the same. Selek is Teret.
Maybe it's Aramaic.
It could be, but... This came from he's quoting a Shulchan Aruch, and he tied to the Shulchan Aruch Tered is spinach, and definitely not. That Tered is definitely beetroots.
Can we just clarify, we used to dip his challah in oil every Friday night?
I know a lot of people do that.
Yeah, definitely.
They dip the challah in oil.
The Greeks always
Renoir, that's what they do. Olive oil.
It's from memory, isn't it?
We'll have the more hoodies, you know, depends if it's the oil itself or the olives, kosher shikha. Anyway, let's continue, let's finish. I'm finishing more. What's on sigrain? And sigrain is maya, the kulish, like any vegetable that you stew long enough, that water is called on sigrain. So what happened is, the main thing is that you mix the oil together with these beetroots.
It's like a vegetable soup, isn't it?
Oil and beetroot.
You cook the vegetables in the water and then the water.
So you must ask a question. You can't have a nigger. Forget the bread. It's the same word. So the main thing is the beetroot, a little bit of oil. No, so why would you make a bracha oil at all? B'shem b'tafel. But now we just learned zeh haklal kosher ikav imay tefel borach likav b'tefel b'tefel. You pot in the tafel. Here you want oil because you have your piece of castor oil. You have, but you can't drink it alone. So you have to make something that makes it edible. But the main purpose is for medicinal purposes. So you want the oil. Therefore, you make a bracha on the oil. Time we learn. So no longer is a tuffle. This is not actually, we don't look at ikar and tuffle on kamos, on the quantity. We look at what your primary intent was. The time we learn, hachayish is begroine, you have bothering your throat, Allah ya'arenu b'shem, don't let it sit, the oil sitting in your throat and gargle because then it's like you're taking medicine. You're not taking medicine on Shabbos because shchikas ha'manim.
I won't do it.
Okay.
By the way, this dipping the challah bread, is that a Friday night thing only or for the whole week?
I'll just tell you, when we grew up as Bochum, we used to dip challah in mayonnaise, or mayonnaise and ketchup. Yeah. But the yeshivas that couldn't afford that, all the yeshivas around the world couldn't afford that, they would give them oil. Because oil is cheaper, and also how much can you have already?
Yeah, but is this
I don't know. Shabbos? It's just kishmak, oinek Shabbos. That's what it is. They get pleasure out of that. Avonoisen shemen harbe l'toich anigrein. You place a lot of oil into the nigrein b'leia. That's what you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So then it looks like food, instead, and you just swallow. But this way it doesn't look like medicine. If that's the case here, that you take the oil and you mix it into these beetroots, but the main purpose is oil, and of course you make a bracha on it. What's your question in the first place then? Nay, I would have thought, kivun l'refuka mechav, and in the day I want it for medicine. Loi levarich ole klal, and anything which is medicine, you don't make a bracha roll, kamash melon, kivun the isle anomine, boy bruchin. This is the rule. So, for example, if you drink water, together with your medicine to down your medicine, you don't make a bracha shakel because water's tasteless. But if you drink orange juice to down your to, you know, your medicine, then even though your main purpose is to down your medicine, the fact is you're having an awe, so then you have to make a bracha. Okay, Shabbos, we'll continue with Shabbos tomorrow.